This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you for joining me. This is Chris Switz. Good morning. Welcome, Morning Devotions. The American Civil War was a very dark chapter for America in the mid-1800s. Estimated that 500,000 men died as a result of those terrible years. Even to this day, the exact number cannot be precise. But the American general, Robert E. Lee, is still considered, in parts of America at least, as a hero. But there's a little story that's not all that well known about Robert E. Lee. Sometime after 1865, when the war ended, he was in Kentucky one day visiting a home. And as the lady of the house showed him around her home, she pointed out to a battered tree trunk standing on the front lawn, and she was quite angry. "Do you know, General," she said, that used to be a beautiful, magnificent magnolia tree, but look at it. They blasted it with their artillery, and that's all that's left." Now, what do you think about that? Well, the lady that day expected the general to sympathize with her and to criticize the Union Army who caused all that damage. But he looked intently at her and said, "Cut it down and forget about it." It wasn't the answer she was expecting. Obviously, she was hurt by the damage to her tree, which I guess symbolized the terrible carnage of those times. It was the least of the worry, of course. It's a simple story, maybe it's not very important, but I can just see here an interesting lesson. There are some issues in life that we've really got to forget about, move on to some important issues. We've been hurt or disappointed in life, we have a problem, and what can we do about it? Can we leave it in the past, forget about it? Yes, it's easier said than done. Things don't disappear on their own. I mean, you need to make it the commitment in some things, at least, to let them go. Because if you don't make this conscious choice up front, you could end up self-sabotaging any effort to move on from the past hurt. So making this decision to let it go means accepting you've got a choice. Yes, you can actually do something. Let it go. To stop reliving the past, maybe the pain, or going over and over the details of the story in your head. We don't live in a world of black and whites. And even when sometimes it feels like we do, you may not have had the same amount of responsibility for the hurt you experienced. It wasn't your fault. There may have been a part of the hurt that you are partially responsible for. Each experience is different, of course. So are you an active participant or a victim? People can sometimes be a victim. They can't let go of things that happened in the past. We may not have to forget another person's bad behavior, but they do deserve our forgiveness. And we can be stuck in our pain and stubbornness. But forgiveness is not saying, "I agree with what you did." It's saying, "I don't agree with what you did, but I forgive you anyway." It's not a sign of weakness. It's simply saying, you did something that hurt me. I want to move forward in my life. I don't want to get stuck. So forgiveness is a way of letting something go. It's a way of empathizing with the other person, seeing it from their point of view. We find it hard, as I've said, to let go of the past. The past can actually be one of the worst enemies we've got when trying to make a fresh start. Why not consider what God's word says? Isaiah 43, a great statement. "Forget the former things. Don't dwell on the past. See, I'm doing a new thing. It springs up. I'm making a way in the desert and streams in the wasteland." And that book in Isaiah 43, "Forget the former things. Don't dwell on the past." And historically, of course, that referred to the way God's chosen people, he brought them out of captivity into a new land. But the miracle is that that word is alive and fresh today. It's still relevant. God doesn't want us to be bogged down in the past. So there's simply nothing to be gained by going back to the past. It was in the Peanuts cartoon where Lucy is apologizing to Charlie Brown for missing a fly ball. They call that in the American baseball game. She's sorry that she missed the fly ball. She says it was all happened because she remembered all the other things she'd missed. She said, "The trouble with me, Charlie, the past got in my eyes." Well, maybe the past can be removed from your eyes today. Lord, there's a lesson here. We need to forget about some things and move forward with your help. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.